welcome to the Harrison Moore Expedition Through the Bible. My name is David Harris, the gospel preacher for the Hillcrest Church of Christ in Stephenville, Texas, from whence we do broadcast tonight from Studio 6. I'm here with my good friend and partner on this radio program, Tom Moore, the gospel preacher at the Park Heights Church of Christ in Hamilton, Texas. And with us today, we have a special guest that will be Jim McNeese, who is the development officer with an emphasis on church relationship for the Christian Homes and Family Services of Abilene, Texas. And we'll get to Jim here in just a moment. We are broadcasting from HPR Network, and that will be KATX 97.7 FM in Eastland, Texas, KNNK 100.5 in Hereford, Texas. Also in Hydro, Oklahoma, we have a station there, KQMK 1680 AM, and also and always on knowthetruthradio.org, the internet radio, which you can tune in on your computer or on your iPhone by using the TuneIn app, and go to knowthetruthradio.org. Our motto has always been on this radio program, and Tom reminded me that we've been on this program now for about 5 years. You have heard what men have said. Now let's hear what the Bible has to say. There are several ways that you can listen to us, and we've told you of several, but you can also write in. You can email us at questions at harrisonmoore.org. You can go to the chat room on that knowthetruthradio.org. They have a chat room there that you can go to, and there you can post your comments or your questions, and if we can, we will get around to answering each and every one of those things, just depending on how much time we have here. This is a live call-in talk show, and we encourage you to pick up the phone and make a call if you have a question or a comment. The number to call is 1-855 and the letters Q-A-B-I-B-L-E, Q-A Bible. Easy to remember, 1-855-Q-A Bible, or contact us any way that you want to. We'll be glad to answer your questions or your comments. Our additional sponsors, in addition to the Hillcrest Church of Christ and the Park Heights Church, we have the Bangs Church of Christ in Bangs, Texas, the DeLeon Church of Christ in DeLeon, Texas, the Patrick Street Church of Christ in Dublin, Texas, the Rising Star Church of Christ in Rising Star, Texas, and also the 4th and Stewart Street Church of Christ in Brownwood, Texas. And we want to welcome you to the program, and we have a very interesting program tonight. We're going to look at the positive side of some issues that that really affect us here in this country. We have talked on several different occasions of the evils of abortion, and we're going to do that on the latter part of this program, the second half of this program. We're going to continue to throw out there the evils of abortion, but tonight we want to give you a legitimate alternative. And that legitimate alternative is adoption. And this is what Jim McNeese is here with us tonight for. But we want to see what the Bible has to say about children in the womb. And I don't call them fetuses. I don't call them tissues. I call them children, babies in the womb. And Tom, the Bible has an awful lot to say about this, doesn't it?
It certainly does. You know, and one of the big problems in our world today is they try to redefine terms.
Mm-hmm.
And they have taken Bible terms and have redefined them to try to make what they're doing, which is evil, to be good. As a matter of fact, when you think about this very thing, David, I'm reminded of a passage in Isaiah chapter 5, verses 20 and 21, where it says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight." Tonight, David, we're going to be looking, as we begin this topic tonight, about what the Bible has to say in a brief way about abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as you mentioned, we're going to interview Jim with regard to the Christian Home and Family Services. But in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5, David, it says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. I have appointed thee a prophet unto the nations. Here, God is telling Jeremiah that while you were in the womb of your mother, I knew you. In other words, you were a person. You had an identity. You had a soul, which is quite different from what the world is saying, that the child in a womb is just a flesh, piece of flesh, or what they would call a fetus, mm-hmm. and not a child. And so if you can change the name, it makes it sound a lot worse. And the young ladies who are having abortion, if they are told you are aborting a fetus, that's a lot easier to take than to say you are aborting a child.
Or, to be more correct about it, you are murdering a child.
Exactly.
Now, in Jeremiah chapter 1, one of the most outstanding factors about this is not only does he recognize him as a soul, as a person, as an entire being in the womb, but he's also got plans for the man.
Exactly.
Everybody has a plan with God. No one is left out in God's plan. But we've got to be in God's plan here. And when we look at these scriptures, we see very definitely that God understands, knows, he creates, and this is a soul, a living soul, living in a womb that is supposed to be protected by the mother herself.
Exactly. You know, another passage, David, that we can consider in this regard is Psalm 139,
mm-hmm.
In verse 15. Where there it says, my frame, some translation will say, my body, was not hidden from thee when I was made in secret and curiously, the New King James says, and skillfully wrought in the lower parts of the earth. Here the psalmist has reference to the fact that God knows the person. And notice he's referring to it as a body,
mm-hmm.
as a person.
Right.
You know, if God considers the child inside the womb, what the world calls the fetus, if God says it is a person, who are we to argue with it?
We're no one. And this is the reason we have this radio program. We want people to understand what God has to say about this, not necessarily what man has to say about it. When we look at the passage in Luke chapter 1 and verse 41, When Elizabeth was speaking to Mary, and in verse number 41 of Luke chapter 1, it says, and it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. The babe leaped in her womb. That wasn't a fetus there. That was a babe with a soul. Now, the interesting thing about that very same word is used over here in chapter 2 in verse 12, where we are told, and this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger.
Now what's significant about that, David, is that it's the same Greek word that is used in both cases, brephos,
mm-hmm.
translated babe in both cases. And so inspiration says, now, this is what God says. God-breathed Scripture says that the child in the womb is considered by God the same as one already born.
Right.
And so that means the child in the womb is a child and not just a piece of flesh.
This is what makes abortion so horrendous. And we have a wrong attitude in this country concerning abortion. We treat it as if it is another form of birth control. I can't refute that, but it is not birth control. It is the actual murder of a living soul. It is a premeditated murder of a living soul. And so there's got to be another way. There's got to be an alternative. We'll talk about the evils of this later. But we have discussed this. We've talked about this. We do not believe here on the Harrison Moore Expedition Through the Bible that morality is dead. But we do believe that understanding what is right and what is wrong is something that is wrong with our society. We don't understand what is right according to God. Instead, we are trying to understand what is right according to man and what is right according to the women that are protesting to be able to have the choice to be able to murder whatever it is that is in their Bible. And for this reason, we have brought Jim McNeese upon the program. He is the development officer for the Christian Homes and Family Services, and we want to invite him here to tell us a little bit about this alternative that is there available. This is not the only organization, but this is a Christian organization that gives us an alternative to the horrendous effects of abortion that fall upon the child, fall upon the mother, fall upon the family. Jim, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much, David, and I just want to express my thanks to you and Tom for having me on this evening.
Very, very welcome. Very welcome. Tell us a little bit about the Christian Homes and Family Services, if you will.
Well, David, in a nutshell, what we do at Christian Homes is we encourage young women with unplanned pregnancies to choose life for their babies rather than abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And when a young unwed mother calls us and reaches out to us, we can provide her with free maternity care, free food, clothing, a place to live, legal services if need be, and also be the hands and feet of Jesus while
mm-hmm.
she's there. We get to minister to them and take care of them, and our caseworkers and them become best of friends. Oftentimes we can turn the young woman to Christ. That's part of our goal when they come to us. It's not just to take care of that baby, but also to transform the life of that birth mother if we can.
Great, great work.
Yeah.
Great work that is. Now, so what these birth mothers need to understand here is their life is not over just because they've made a mistake.
Absolutely.
And it's not that they don't have a pocket full of money. We are talking about the care for the mother throughout the rest of the entire pregnancy and through delivery mm-hmm. and up until the point of adoption.
That's correct. Our young women stay with us the whole time, and then through the delivery,
mm-hmm.
and then also we stay up to about 6 weeks with us afterwards while they, get feeling better and get situated in a job or something
so
like that.
So 6 weeks after the birth of the baby, you are still taking care of this birth mother, teaching mm-hmm. her the right ways according to God.
Yes.
Teaching her. The importance of Christ in her life.
Yes.
Great.
And setting that example for her.
Great. Now, what we're talking about, for those of you who are just tuning in, what we're talking about here is the alternative to the horrors of abortion. And we've got one of our good guests here, Jim McNeese, which is with the Christian Home and Family Services. He's the development officer there. And he's going to tell us through the rest of this program, at least through the first half of it, about some of the great things that they do there at that Christian home. And Jim, I understand that you have many couples that are waiting for the opportunity to adopt these children.
That is correct. Currently, we have about 51 young Christian couples who have been screened and cleared by our process, and they are ready to adopt a child into a loving Christian family and provide them a forever home.
Okay, when you say screened, what exactly are you looking for
okay.
in these people?
I'm glad you asked. We have a very stringent screening process.
Mm-hmm.
When a couple first makes contact with us, we'll send them some information, and they have to fill it out and send it back. We check references. We check with their preacher, some elders or leaders in their church. We call their employer. We have to do a background check with the police and the FBI. By law, we have to do that. And also, an interesting thing with us, we make sure that they are committed to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We make sure they are committed to their marriage and that they're also committed to teaching that child to walk with the Lord.
Amen.
Transmitting their faith to that new baby. And to do that, one of the things we require, we covenant with them to write a handwritten statement or a written out statement of their faith. And the
mm-hmm.
husband and the wife do that separately. They don't collaborate. We want to know what each one, how they came to faith and what they believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then also they have to submit a written statement as to how they're going to bring that baby to faith in Jesus. And so we're very serious about strong Christian couples and that can take this baby and give it a great home. And so that's kind of what we do.
So this is a twofold mission. It's not only with the birth mother, but it is also with the adopting parents. The main focus is Christ in the life of that child. And if we bring him up in the nurturing and the admonition of the Lord, we're going to do it the right way, aren't we?
Amen.
And so this is this kind of fits even our motto. What Christ has said is what we need to focus on, because you've heard what men have had to say, and obviously, you know, there are some good organizations out there, there's no doubt about it, that are not Christian, that do a good work, but when you can put a child into a Christian home to be raised by the word and the will of God, you have done a fabulous thing. Now, the number to call if you have any questions and you would like to ask Jim's on the hot seat over here, Jim McNeese, the development officer of the church, with church relations as the main focus, but he's the development officer of Christians Homes and Family Services in Abilene, Texas. Now, another question, are the social workers, we understand that there are social workers involved in this to counsel the birth mother, to also counsel the adopted parents. Are these members of the Church of Christ?
The large majority are. Yes, all of our trustees, we're not under the oversight of an eldership of a church, but all of our trustees, 23 members of the board, are active and participating members of Churches of Christ. Almost all of them are Christian. Almost all of them are members of the Church of Christ on our employee staff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what we would like to get out there, and I do know that there are people listening out there that may be in the situation that need the assistance of the Christian home. But if not, they probably know someone who does need assistance in this area, and we would urge them to call you. And I want to give out this 1-800 number. For the Christian homes, the family services here, the number to call if you want to talk to one of the directors, I guess,
caseworkers,
would be 1-800-592-4725. Let me give it to you again. 1-800-592-4725. And we will post this on the chat box that is up right now on the knowthetruthradio.org, so you can be sure and catch it there. We've got Jim McNeese with us here from the Abilene Christian Homes and Family Services. You know, one of the things that we talked about earlier before the program, and how many couples do you have waiting, and how long do they have to wait, and why do they have to wait?
Okay, that's a great question. Currently, we have 51 couples who are waiting. And the interesting thing is the waiting period can vary greatly from couple to couple. And the reason for that is that the birth mother is in control of this situation, and she gets to pick the adoptive family. She gets to look at their profiles, and then she'll sit down with the caseworker and pick one that she thinks would be appropriate for her unborn child, and then they will actually get together with the caseworker, the adoptive family, and that birth mother, and they will talk and interview and visit and see if they're a good match. And so it's up to that birth mother. Some couple might get picked within a month right away, and then others might wait a year and a half sometimes, but usually not more than that.
Yeah, well, that's kind of reassuring to the birth mother, I'm sure, to know that this child is going to be in good hands.
Yes.
Earlier, we also talked about this fact, open adoption versus closed adoption. And I do know that many people in the United States of America today, for several different reasons, and one of the reasons is for a closed adoption, go out of the country to Russia, to Taiwan, to China, to adopt these children, because they will be closed adoptions. And I understand there is an option here.
Yes. At Christian homes, we encourage open adoption. Mm-hmm. Roughly 97-98% of our adoptions are going to be open, and that simply means that the birth mother and that adoptive family have met, they know each other, and can stay in contact if they desire to.
Right.
Okay.
Great. Very,
throughout
very good.
Throughout the life. Now, with that said, if a birth mother turns out later that she could be a bad influence on mm-hmm. that child, after the 6-month consummation period, when that adoption is all final and every I is dotted, every T is crossed, then the adoptive parents are in control. And if they decide that there's an issue there and that it's not healthy for that child to make continue contact with her, then they can terminate that.
Okay.
So that's rarely the case. Most of the time it's a cordial relationship, and both parties are happy about it.
Right. And so right now you have how many of these birth mothers that you're putting up and taking care of?
Currently we have 16.
Okay.
Now we have five apartments in Abilene mm-hmm. where they can come. A lot of our girls choose to stay at home or in the community where they live. And in that case, our caseworkers will go to them and make the home visits and checkups and so forth.
Okay, so there is absolutely no doubt in my mind, and I'm sure in Tom's mind as well, that this is a worthy endeavor. It is a good mission, but it doesn't come free.
Oh, no. No.
It's got to be expensive. So tell us just a little bit about how you are able to finance this without having to go through the government to get your money.
Okay, we have an annual budget of right at $1.9 million, almost $2 million. 40% of that is financed through the adoption fees that the adoptive couple will pay.
Mm-hmm.
We get now about 7-8% from church support, and the balance, which is about almost half, comes from individual donors, foundations, businesses that may want to support us. So about 40% from church and 40% from adoptive fees, 8% from church, and then the other is from outside donors.
Okay, so it is imperative then, if this program is to exist in the future, that we have people that are willing to contribute to
yes.
this worthy effort.
Oh, absolutely. That's our the mother's milk. That's our lifeblood.
Okay. Very good. Tom, do you have some questions you'd like to ask and want to remind the listening audience? I know you're interested in listening to what we're talking about here, but don't hesitate to call in. The number to call is 1-855-QA-BIBLE, 1-855-QA-BIBLE, or you can contact us through the chat box, or you can email us at harrisonmoorequestions@harrisonmoore.org. We're here talking with Jim McNeese. We are talking about the great work that is going on right there at the Christian Homes and Family Services. Jim McNeese is one of the development officers with the emphasis in church relations. And so we have talked about several things. We have asked the question, how many of these birth mothers you have there right now? And you said 16,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay, they are at different stages of their pregnancy, I would assume.
Oh, correct, yes.
And you can accommodate how many?
Locally, we have an apartment, five individual apartments. Each young woman will get her own private apartment.
Mm-hmm.
If we're full, though, and somebody still wants to come, then we'll make other arrangements for them. We don't turn them away. We can find apartments for them if need be.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll take care of that as the situation arises.
Okay. Do you ever get in a financial bind?
We haven't. Right now we're financially stable.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've been on this job short while, so. Several years ago, I think there might have been some challenges, but we are now on solid financial ground. We have been in operation since 1962, with 51 years.
Right.
So we're not fly by night. We've been there for a long time, And God continues to bless this ministry. We're on the grow, actually. Mm-hmm. We ended last year's fiscal. Our fiscal year ends on September 30th, and we ended up in the black by a very nice amount. I wouldn't want to divulge that, but we are in the black, and we're financially sound.
Okay. Well, you know, and I think maybe I told you about this. I went to school with a young lady who went through the Christian home. She made a mistake, and she thought that her life was over. And instead, she went to the Christian home, had a very good experience there. This child that she allowed to be adopted is a Christian young lady with a family of her own who married a Christian young man, and they have a wonderful life going on for them. And this is a win-win situation. Everybody won this thing. The alternative to that, back when I was going to school, back in the 70s and the late 60s, it was not a common thing to hear about people having abortions as it is today. But there's always that possibility that could have happened, and now we would be less one more Christian family that is out there. Today, abortion is so frequently mentioned that we have 52% of the people taken in a poll that actually think that it's okay under certain circumstances, regardless of how long the pregnancy has taken place. So we have an alternative with you and your organization here, the Christian Homes and Family Services. If there's anyone out there that knows of someone that could benefit from these services, we encourage you to look on the chat box and get the phone number, call and talk to one of the counselors, and get help. Please get help. God believes that child that you are carrying is a human being with a soul, and he does not want that soul destroyed. It is not our right to do so. And here is a viable alternative to what is going on in this community and in every community that we see today. I think in the United States of America there are over 3,000 abortions every single day. And worldwide, it is one abortion just about every second that ticks off of your clock.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It is. And we are so thankful that we have this alternative given to us. And we hope that those who have been listening will look up this number, get on knowthetruthradio.org, go to the chat box, click on there, and that number for the Christian Homes and Family Services is given to you there. And I'm going to give it to you one more time. Over the air here, 1-800-592-4725. That is 1-800-592-4725. Somebody is there that is going to help you. And, Jim, we're going to give you the last word. What would you like to tell everybody about the Christian home?
Well, I think our vision statement and our mission statement would be a good way to sum it up. Our vision, our long-term vision, is a Christian home for every child. And our mission, we see that as changing lives and building Christian families through maternity, foster, and adoption services.
Amen.
So I would encourage your listeners to call the number that you've mentioned. Also, we have a website, simply ChristianHomes.com, all one word, ChristianHomes.com, and they can go there and get lots of good information.
Great.
About us.
Great. We are so thankful that you came to visit us today, and we hope that this has been a productive thing for the Christian services, the Christian home, and we pray that it is. We'll keep that mission in our prayer list and on our prayer list, and we want it to be a great success. We encourage it to be a great success. And everybody that's out there listening, give them a call. If you don't have any questions, just give them a call of encouragement. They can always stand that.
Sure.
Tom, have you got a word that you'd like to say? Well, it's hard for you to talk without a microphone, isn't it? Well, it's just about time for us to take a break. We want to thank you for listening. We want to thank Jim McNeese for being here with us. We're going to take a little break, and we're going to come back on the other side of the break, and we're going to look at some of the evils of abortion again and know for sure that there is an alternative, and the alternative is a great one. It's not just a good one. It is a great one, and it's right here local. It's locally available to everyone. As you heard Jim say just a moment ago, we will not turn anyone away. And so we're going to go to a break now. You have been listening to the HPR Network.
They thought the Titanic was unsinkable. They thought the double-bottom 16 watertight compartments could withstand anything. They thought the ship could float with some water in its bulkhead. They thought that 3 million rivets holding the steel plates together was indestructible. They thought that even after the ship struck an iceberg, there was no cause for alarm. They thought all was fine, and some continued dancing, enjoy the music, and partying. They thought, but they were wrong. We must make our eternal destiny sure. Surely we should not accept the advice or counsel of a man, but rather only heed the word of God. Jesus stated, "Those who do the will of the Father shall inherit the kingdom of God," Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Join us every Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. for the Harrison Moore Expedition through the Bible. This is a live call-in talk show about living in America and making a biblical application to our lives. Please call with questions and comments at 254-629-2622. This show is brought to you by the Hillcrest Church of Christ in Stephenville, Park Heights Church of Christ in Hamilton, Patrick Street Church of Christ in Dublin, Rising Star Church of Christ in Rising Star, the De Leon Church of Christ in De Leon, and the Bangs Church of Christ in Bangs.
We spend more to have less. We buy more but enjoy it less. We have bigger houses and smaller families, more conveniences but less time, more medicine but less wellness. We read too little and watch TV too much and pray too seldom. We have multiplied our possessions but reduced our values. These are the times of torment, short character, steep profiles, and shallow relationships. We have learned to make a living but not a life. We have added years to life but not life to years. Perhaps the world needs to heed the words of our Lord, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Join us every Monday from 7 to 8 for the Harrison Moore Expedition Through the Bible. This is a live call-in talk show about living in America and making a biblical application to our lives. Please call with questions or comments at 254-629-2622. This show is brought to you by Hillcrest Church of Christ in Stephenville, Park Heights Church of Christ in Hamilton, Patrick Church of Christ in Dublin, Rising Star Church of Christ in Rising Star, and the De Leon Church of Christ in De Leon.
You've been listening to the Harrison Moore Expedition Through the Bible. The views, opinions, beliefs, and contents expressed on the Harrison Moore Expedition Through the Bible are the sole production of the Harrison Moore Expedition Through the Bible and its agents. The views, opinions, beliefs, and contents heard on this show may not be the same as those of the radio station or the HPR network or any of its agents.
1-855-QA-BIBLE.
You're back.
Welcome back to the Harrison Moore Expedition of the Bible. My name is Tom Moore, the gospel preacher for the Park Heights Church of Christ in Stephenville, Texas. With me tonight, as always, David Harris, good friend and partner on this program, who preaches for the Hillcrest Church of Christ in Stephenville. We're delighted to have you in our audience. We want to remind you that this is a live call-in talk show. Again, the number to call is 1-855-QA-BIBLE. That's 1-855-QA-BIBLE. David, he had a great interview with Jim, there's my notes. Jim, he had some very good things to say about a good alternative to abortion. Now, we know that abortion is evil, it is murder, but there is a good alternative to that which will help both the mother and also give life to the child.
And not only that, you're giving a family a chance. You know, there are so many couples out there that are waiting. He said they have 51 couples out there waiting for an opportunity to raise a child. They are waiting with open arms. And one of the things that I didn't get around to asking him just a moment ago, but he had told us earlier, the cost of all of this for the adoptive parents is going to run right around $20,000-$21,000. It's expensive, but the adoption fees just pay 40% of the cost.
You know, David, if a person really wants a child, they've been trying for a child all their life, $21,000 is not very much to have a love in your life of a child.
Right. And
we spend more than that on a car, don't
absolutely,
we?
Absolutely we do. And, you know, this is not about money. There are ways to get that tended to, and there are a lot of people out there that are willing to help. But that alternative is something that we need to keep in mind as we enter into this second portion of our program, which is, we've talked about this earlier, what we've got here. We don't believe that morality is dead here in this country, but we do believe that there is a terrible, terrible misunderstanding of what is right mm-hmm. and what is wrong. And before I turn this back over to you and let you get there, I want to read again Isaiah chapter 5, verses 20 and 21. This is what God has to say. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Now, Tom, what we saw not just too long ago when the passage of this Texas abortion restriction bill came before the Texas Senate for a vote, we saw a tremendous protest from people that were protesting because they wanted to have the right to kill a child in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
By law, they wanted that right.
What we find ourselves here, David, confronting is, on the one hand, we have God's standard.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, we have man's standard.
Right.
And man, for the most part, in our world, is wanting to live by his own standard, as opposed to living by God's standard. Many of these women who think that you should be have pro-choice,
mm-hmm.
well, they're thinking that they are right.
Right.
You know, they believe they're doing the right thing, but what they're confused about is, and what confuses many of them, is the way these various terms that are used in the abortion is being defined.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you think of abortion, you think of stopping something that's not wanted.
Right.
But when you think about what abortion really is, in reality, what we really have here is murder.
Right.
If they were to say, you have the right to murder your child, well, people wouldn't be doing that, would they?
No.
And they called the child a fetus. Again, what we have here are changing of terms, referring them to embryos and fetuses and pregnancies, as opposed to actually calling them what it is. And, you know, they've even tried to outlaw, you know, they had a law where they were trying to give the before the abortion to make the law where they would have where they could see the child before the abortion.
Yeah, they wanted to outlaw that part
because they didn't want people to see the mother to see that was a real child in there.
Right.
And so they're doing everything in their power to circumvent God's law and bring in man's ideas.
And so it is imperative that we, as God's spokesman. And I'm not just talking about preachers. I'm talking about Christians. Take God's word out and be just as vocal with God's word as this multitude of people that want the right to murder somebody and honestly believe that they are right. They think that they're right. Now, the definition of abortion is the removal of an embryo and or a fetus, and that's just another word for baby, the removal of a baby from the uterus in order to end the pregnancy. Now, I think you mentioned that just a moment ago. There's not, you know, when you talk about ending a pregnancy, you're not just talking about ending a circumstance here. You're talking about killing the child.
Exactly.
Ending a pregnancy, that's a fancy way to say it. But the fact of the matter is, we're talking about killing a child. And as you mentioned just a moment ago, these people think that they're right.
Mm-hmm.
They think that they're right. It's my choice. It's my body. It's not a choice for the baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a choice for that living soul within the womb. And we look again at the Bible. What does the Bible have to say about this? Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12. There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death.
Mm-hmm.
Death for the individual who thinks he is right, but he's not right according to God's standards. He's right only according to what man has to say.
Jeremiah said it this way, "O Jehovah, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." Jeremiah 10 and verse 23. And so what we've got to realize is, David, that we're going to have to get back to God's way. And one of the things that the people who are abortionists want to do is keep as much information away from those who are pregnant so they won't really see what they're doing.
Yes.
Now, remember, the number to call tonight, if you'd like to ask a question or a comment, or perhaps you have some question about what Jim McNeese said. He's not with us right now, but we remember what he said, and we can direct you to some places where you can call and contact. The number to call us tonight is 1-855-QA-BIBLE. That's 1-855-QA-BIBLE. And if you're listening to us online, if you go to the chat box, we have the name of the organization there, a website you can go to, a pregnancy helpline that you can also call. All the information that you might need to get more into this would be expected. And so we're thankful that you're with us. We have some listeners tonight from Cyprus, overseas. And so we're thankful that we have you with us tonight. We're talking about a very important issue tonight, abortion. And we were looking in the first part of the program with an alternative where a young lady who has an unwanted pregnancy, instead of aborting, or better, let's say, killing the child, she can have the child, put the child up for adoption to parents who are really wanting a child who cannot have one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the important things we're talking about today, David. There are alternatives. You do not have to kill a child. And, David, one thing about this, I don't know if he mentioned it or not, but the young lady who's pregnant, they take care of her.
Yes.
It does not cost her one penny to come to the Christian Center and have her child. They take care of the bill. And all you're doing is saving the life of a child.
And it's not the end of the world. This is something that is more common than it ought to be today because of our lack of moral standards. They seem to be deteriorating every year that we live, Tom. Every year that I get older, it seems that our moral compass is in error. We actually have laws in this United States of America, especially, and I want to emphasize this for those people that are overseas that are not really familiar with some of our laws that we have here in the United States of America, but we have laws for endangered species of animals, and there are those kind of laws all over the world. But we put more emphasis on the endangered animal species than we do on the living soul that is in the mother's womb. Is that not right, Tom?
Exactly. David, we have a federal law here in America that protects the bald eagle from the following. Our laws of the United States prohibits the taking, the possession, the sale, the purchase, the barter, the offer to sell, the purchase or barter of any bald or golden eagle, alive or dead, anything from their nest or an egg.
Mm-hmm.
These are protected by law. It is a federal crime to do these things, and it's a felony that brings up to $250,000 and 2 years imprisonment for a dumb bird.
Yeah.
You know, when we're comparing a bird to a baby, it is a dumb bird.
Yeah.
And yet we're killing babies left and right. We were talking about earlier, we were looking at the latest statistics. There are 3,000 children being killed every day in the United States of America.
That's just in the United States of America. And we mentioned earlier for our international audience that worldwide, the abortions that take place worldwide happen one just about one every second that the clock ticks, there is an abortion somewhere in the world.
We were looking online at a counter,
mm-hmm.
and you could see every few seconds going. That's how quick an abortion was taking place. That quick. 22% of every pregnancy ends in abortion. That's almost one-fourth of every pregnancy.
That's one out of four babies?
Being killed.
Being killed through abortion. And calling it birth control. Now, these are just some of the horrors that we have here concerning abortion, but it doesn't have to be that way, Tom.
You know, we also looked at a Gallup poll
mm-hmm.
that talked about where America stood on these things.
Right.
You know, there are some people, there were 26% of people believed that abortion is permissible at any time for any reason.
That's a thing.
That's over one-fourth of the people of our world believe that you can kill a baby anytime for any reason.
Well, that very same Gallup poll says that under certain circumstances, and what those circumstances are, I guess it would be different from whichever person was making or asking the question in the poll, but 52% of the people that were polled say that abortion should be legal under certain circumstances. In other words, one half of the people that were polled said that you ought to be able to kill a baby if such and such takes place. Now, at what point in time, when that little baby is 2 years old, would it be legal to kill that baby under certain circumstances? There is no set of circumstances that would give that right to anyone.
That's what we call situation ethics.
Absolutely.
You know, what's also sad, David, is that only 20% believe that abortion is never or should never be performed.
That's
only
20%. One out of five.
You know, you would think that our world and the United States of America in particular, because that's where you and I live,
mm-hmm.
would be more concerned about the killing of babies.
After all, we are considered to be a Christian nation.
Exactly.
We are considered to be a God-fearing nation, and yet if we don't fear God's word, we certainly do not fear God.
In all this, David, we see that our moral compass
mm-hmm.
is way out of tune.
It is.
It is wrong. We're more concerned with convenience. And after all, David, when a mother, pregnant mother, gets an abortion, she's getting abortion because it is inconvenient.
Mm-hmm.
She should have thought about that before she got involved. She'd be thinking ahead. And, you know, and people don't realize the consequences of their actions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're told in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption,
mm-hmm.
but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap eternal life. There are consequences to our action. And we can't just kill a baby because we made a mistake. Again, that's where it comes in the Christian Homes and Family Services. You don't have to kill your baby. There is a way that you can still live and get taken care of and also, at the same time, provide a child for a couple who desperately want a child.
Right. And the number to call now, we would love for somebody to call in and ask a question, make a comment. We have posted numbers on the chat box. If you will go to knowthetruthradio.org, www.knowthetruthradio.org, you will go to the chat box there. You can find the numbers for the pregnancy helpline, and this is not a helpline to get you an abortion. This is a helpline to get you adoptive parents for your child if you do not want that child, if you want to give that child a chance in life. There are couples that await the opportunity to give that child a chance in life here on this earth. And life in heaven, too, Tom.
You know, one of the things that was impressive to me was they're not only going to provide life for the child and then a baby for the couple who wants babies. But that mother who is pregnant, they're going to help you spiritually. They're going to help you see the way to God, help you to become a New Testament Christian. And that's going to help your life. You know, many mothers may have a drug problem. They may have various other issues in life. Not only are you going to give life to your baby, but you're going to help your own personal spiritual life as well by calling this pregnancy helpline if you need help in this regard.
The number to call the Harrison Moore Expedition to the Bible is 1-855-QA-BIBLE. That is 1-855-QA-BIBLE. Tom, I think it is significant. You mentioned the fact that they're going to give this mother spiritual help. When we look at the Bible, you've heard what men have had to say. Now let's listen to what God has to say. Men say that fornication is okay. Men say that all you got to do is watch your television. Nearly every single program makes light of sin and throw caution to the wind when it comes to fornication. There are all kinds of bad things that can come out of this, but and pregnancy is not necessarily a bad thing, but fornication is. Pregnancy is a consequence of that. And we look at God's Word, and it says the way of the transgressor is hard. It's hard as we live here on this earth. If we want to get involved in fornication, we want to get involved in drugs, we want to get involved in all kinds of immoral activities, we are going to have to suffer the consequences. And he said it's going to be hard. Now, when we see that these consequences are hard and we have made a mistake, then it's time to turn to God and let's turn this thing back around. You don't correct the mistake. You don't correct the immorality by committing one more grievous sin, that is to kill a living child in the womb. You do not correct that wrong by doing that. You just make it twice as bad.
You know, David, that is a very, very excellent point. To commit sin, to have unauthorized sex before marriage, and then compound the difficulty by involving yourself in murder, why would anybody want to do that? Let's just make it right. Young ladies out there that might be pregnant, or if you know someone who is pregnant, encourage them not to kill that child, but put the child up for adoption. Again, the Christian Home and Family Services will take care of you. It will not cost you anything. They will take care of the bill. They will take care of you, make sure the child is healthy. And also, you can have a say with the people who have met the criteria of who your child will go to. And, you know, it's just an important thing to realize that you do not have to kill your child. Please consider this. Realize that abortion is evil. We've already looked at Luke chapter 1, verse 41, and Luke 2, 12 and 2, that showed beyond a shadow of a doubt that inspiration says that the child inside the womb is indeed a child, not just a piece of flesh, because inspiration says so. Therefore, to have an abortion is murder. You do not have to do that. The Christian Home and Family Services provide you a way that your child can live, provide happiness for another family, and help yourself as you help you in becoming a spiritual person, a Christian, that the New Testament describes.
Well, now, you know, we've covered several bases and given alternatives. Now, if you have been involved in an abortion, there's still hope. There is never, according to God, there is never a life without hope. There's always hope. But, Tom, that hope calls for repentance.
It does.
And we can make things right with God. And you might say, well, how in the world can I ever make this right with God? I killed my own child. How can I ever make this right with God? We have multitudes of examples of individuals who have made some grievous errors in the Bible. And they corrected it. They got it right with God. Tom, how is somebody going to correct that if they have been involved in the killing of their own child?
Well, the first step we're going to have to do is believe in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in John 3, verse 16, a passage well known throughout the whole world, you know, we've got to believe in Jesus. You know, if we believe in him, he says we're going to have eternal life.
Right.
But the problem is, David, a lot of people stop right there, and they don't look at the totality of what God says about mm-hmm. salvation and forgiveness. We know that believing in him is important, but there's also another vital step in this process of salvation, isn't there?
Sure, and it's called repentance. And what we've got to do is turn away from our sinful activities and turn to the righteousness that we find in Christ Jesus, the righteousness that is revealed to us by the gospel message in your New Testament.
Isn't it true that in Luke 3, verse 13, it says, nay, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Right here at the end of our lesson, we're going to get to this question before we quit. But now we've got the belief, we have got now repentance, we've got the confession, but then baptism has to be a part of this plan of God's salvation for a soul, regardless of what the sin is.
All right, the same Jesus that the Bible tells us to believe in
mm-hmm.
to be saved also tells us, he says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And that's what Jesus said, the very
right.
one we're told to believe in.
Mm-hmm.
When they did that in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, the Lord added them to the church, Acts 2 and verse 47.
And by the way, those individuals on that day, in that chapter, they had been guilty of the murder of Jesus Christ himself.
Exactly.
And so when you see this happening, and they were pardoned from their sin. We know that we have hope, but the only hope we have is through Jesus Christ. You know, we have a comment made on our chat box tonight. A quote by Barack Obama, the president, the leader of this free country in which we live. He says, quote, "If my daughters make a mistake, I don't want them to be punished with a baby." Now, obviously, he does not know what God thinks about the baby, or he would not be calling that a punishment at all. But we have a leader who is irreligious, immoral. I would even go to the point of saying that he is the unrighteous, wicked leader of this country that is causing a lot of this problem that we're running into here, Tom.
Exactly. And, you know, why would murder make your daughter happy?
God, you know, this is one thing that a lot of these individuals don't address is the psychological effect that this murdering of a child in the womb has upon the mother.
Why do you think they don't want the young mothers to see the child before they're about to get the child murdered?
They don't want them to change their mind.
Well, David, we're out of time.
It's
been a great program, I believe. We've had some important issues. If you'd like to go back and listen to it, we're going to be online again tonight at 9 o'clock. Also, check out the chat box as you see some important information about what we talked about tonight. Great to have you with us. You have been listening to the HPR Network.